T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The issue at hand, the proposed gun legislation. The person following that suit is Dr. Val Fennell from Kennedy, who joins us right now. Good morning, Dr. Fennell.
Hey, good morning. Just to let you know, it's not just me. We have another city resident who's come forward and has also filed the complaint as of last night. And there will be a few more city residents that will be filing in the next few days. So this is both city and county residents who are moving forward.
So tell me how you got involved in this. Tell me what nickel you have in this quarter.
Well, you know, they're violating our constitutional rights. The mayor and the city council are violating state laws, as District Attorney Zappala has pointed out. And they are not backing down. And what their actions are criminal. And I am sick and tired of politicians and government officials who think they can violate the law, violate criminal law with impunity, and while the rest of us are expected to obey it. So they need to be held accountable, and that's what we're doing.
So at the end of the day, what is your hope? That they will stop, they will cease and desist, or they will serve time for breaking the law?
The hope always is for them to do the right thing. And the right thing here is to withdraw those illegal ordinances. But as it stands now, even at this point in time, they have shown criminal intent. And they need to be held accountable for that.
So when you looked at your options, and I'll be honest, I don't know how a lot of this works. When you looked at all of your options, how did you land on filing a private criminal complaint?
Well, I mean, that if you just look at what's available to citizens, mm-hmm. I mean, there's petitions. We've done that. There are 8,000 Western Pennsylvania residents, Allegheny County, citizen residents, 8,000 people signed a petition for them to withdraw their illegal ordinances. They didn't listen. That petition was also given to the district attorney. And we continue to get stonewalled, and there's comments that Mr. McNulty has made that they're interested in dialogue, yet there's been no offer of dialogue. So what course do we have? What recourse do we have other than the law itself? And as I've said before, they're violating it, and they need to be held accountable.
Okay, so you filed the complaint. It is on file now with the courts. What's the next step? What happens now?
The next step is the DA has to review that. There has to be an investigation, and then the ball is in his court as far as whether he wants to press charges or not.
And in terms of the mayor or any of the named city council representatives, have you had communication? Have they responded at all to the complaint?
No, we have not heard anything from anyone.
And again, and I apologize for not just because of the time sensitivity here. I haven't had a chance to really look into the background of this. But how unique is this for someone to file a private criminal complaint against the mayor? A mayor.
Well, I have not looked. I've not looked into that.
Okay.
But this process does exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the state law. And again, why should we as citizens be expected to obey the law when our public officials violate it with criminal intent? They need to be held accountable.
Which is basically what most of the opponents of this legislation have contended all along.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. I mean, and because that is true, it is in violation of the state law. And the district attorney put the city on notice, and they decided to ignore it.
Now, did you sign the petition you mentioned earlier, the 8,000 signatures? Did you sign the petition?
Yeah, not only did I sign it, I started it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's my petition. So that petition went to the city council, the mayor at the public hearing,
mm-hmm.
and we also dropped it off at the district attorney's office.
And were you there for the protest on Grant Street a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you are committed to this. I mean, you know, sometimes here's what happens. Sometimes something pops up in the news, somebody pops up in the news, and then you never hear from them again.
Right.
But it sounds like you have crossed all your T's, dotted all your I's, and you're in this fight for the long haul.
Right. And let me tell you, I'm a retired colonel in the United States Air Force, and I was expected to obey Air Force regulations. Mm-hmm. I was expected to obey federal law. I read regulations every day. I would never dream of doing a thing that was against the law or against our regulations. And yet, here I am. I retire. I come home. I'm from Pittsburgh originally. I'm from McKees Rocks originally. I retire. I come home. And I see politicians who are going to willfully violate the law, willfully violate our rights, okay? And as a public official, as a retired public official, that is unthinkable to me. And it should be unthinkable to them, too. I am outraged.
All right. Dr. Val Fennell. And so you're actually from Kennedy Township right now, is that correct? Are you in Kennedy?
That is correct. I live in Kennedy.
All right. Filed a private criminal complaint against the mayor. Pretty much all the city council, except for Teresa Kale Smith, Darlene Harris. I'm guessing this is not the end of this. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. More will be coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.